Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to another bonus innovators episode in which I'm shining a light on some of the brands doing extraordinary things within the industry. Today, I'm joined by Alex Tomic and Nick Merkovich, who founded the Australian oral care brand Hi Smile and who continue to run it today. We talk in this episode about how they came to found the brand, but also how they made the most of a business idea. Both are very keen on working with the best minds and on constantly trying to improve on what's currently on the market, and believe that's the way to really stay motivated in reaching towards what they refer to as the North Star, that big idea of creating the ultimate whitening products that don't damage teeth. Here's Nick and Alex. Alex, Nick, welcome to the show. I feel like the best place to start is with how you two know each other. So rewind a little bit and tell us about that.
Myself and Alex, obviously family friends for a very long time. So our mums worked together for years. So we've known each other, I'd say, for 15 years.
I see. So where did you two grow up then?
So here on the Gold Coast. So Gold Coast, Australia.
So when both of you were younger, growing up alongside one another, what did you think you'd do for a living when you grew up?
Well, Nick was trying out to be a professional footballer. I was fresh out of school in university. I was there for 6 months. And then at that point, that's where Nick came back from trials overseas. We came together and we were sort of both on the same sort of frame of mind. And it was something that we sort of shared the same vision and both very driven, focused people. So we sort of came together and started Hi Smile on the back of that.
Starting a company is a huge dream for so many, and lots of people have those moments with people they're close to where they write something down on a piece of paper and there's the idea, but it never really happens. How did you two push Hi Smile over the line from being a dream to becoming an actual business?
Definitely. I think it first started with a very clear vision of something that we saw. There was a lack of innovation and a lack of products that solved all problems in teeth whitening. It started there. And both myself and Nick, being young and naive, we saw that the opportunity was enormous. It wasn't something that it was going to be a short fling. We wanted to be all in on it. So put our minds together, connected ourselves with the top minds in obviously formulation, R&D, manufacturing. And from them, it's really just been a consistent drive and push to evolve that. Obviously on the R&D front, something that we're very, very heavily invested in currently. And I think fundamentally that's what's driven our business to what it is today, just constantly improving and finding and identifying the best possible formulation.
You said you saw a gap, an opportunity, and I just wanted to focus on that for a minute. So to you two, what was missing from the tooth care arena and what did you think you could uniquely bring to it?
So there was sort of consistent things. Our family and friends, it started there. They were obviously teeth whitening has been around for a while, and every single person we saw a common theme where, one, the inconsistency of result, two, the pain and sensitivity that every single person experienced post whitening. And what we found was no one was prepared to go back and do other treatments and further continue on their sort of whitening, and no one would recommend the product to somebody else. And that was something that we saw as there has to be a better way to do this, being young and naive, obviously. So for us, we just really approach everyone, every possible R&D expert, science expert, what are the different ways that this can be done? There were other ways, and it's something that we've just always explored and we're still exploring, and I don't think we'll ever stop exploring that path to identify better and improve ways to do so.
You said twice now we were young and naive. So what steals you when things have been more challenging, and what have you learned along the way?
Yeah, it's a big journey, and I think it's what's kept us on the journey is the commitment to make the best products. And I think from the early days, starting out, realizing that teeth whitening in this market wasn't perfect, the products weren't perfect, and everyone was going for the easy option, I think, from a formulation and product standpoint. So I think, yeah, it's a long journey working with the right minds and a lot of investment of time and money and resources towards constantly trying to find a better way to do things rather than just going the way things have always been. So I think we've been very motivated to try and solve this problem. And I don't think it's one that happens overnight. I think we're at a really good place now from a product standpoint, formulation standpoint, from even a team, like the team that we've got, the ability to invest in R&D. We've just built our in-house research center and lab, which is amazing. So we're sort of taking things further and further now. So it's exciting.
So what was the first product then?
So we started with a teeth whitening kit back in 2014. And it was something, again, focused on a gentler way to whiten teeth that would not give sensitivity, that would not affect teeth.
There will be people listening, I'm sure quite a few people listening, who are looking at what you've done and who'd like to replicate your success in their own field, but who gets stuck in the early stages. Do you have any advice for anyone who needs a push to keep going or who is facing challenging moments in business?
Yeah, I think the thing that keeps you going is having that North Star and having that big goal, that goal that you almost can't achieve. And it's that what we're looking to do is we enter this market to solve a problem, and that problem is something that we're constantly looking to evolve and take forward. So I think when you talk about challenging moments, I think in formulation, I think there's two ways we could have approached it. We could have gone down one path and used hydrogen peroxide and use the product that everyone's using at the moment and everyone has used for years and years and years, and we'd come out with the same outcome and the same result. But trying to work with other ingredients that also oxidize the teeth to then try and get the results that peroxide does is really, really challenging. And we're really proud to get to where we are today from a product standpoint and with the team. But I think having that end goal in mind makes you stick to the course and stick to the path and reminds you why you started in the first place. So I think having a North Star, having a purpose behind the brand that you're looking to start is the most important thing. I think there's no point in starting something if it's not going to make a difference and not going to make the world a better place. So I think for us, that's where we always come back to.
And when a company grows, there are many times when you have to step back and let someone else come and effectively hold your baby. Is that relinquishing control something you've struggled with?
Yeah, we look at it in a unique way where it's really about just bringing as many people into the conversation as possible. It doesn't necessarily mean that you completely step aside and you have no interest. You just need to bring the smartest minds on board to really push that forward. So internally, our head of R&D is a chemist genius who really challenges and pushes, but it doesn't mean it's something that's just forgotten on our front. We're always just in the conversation and not necessarily just one or two people, but as many people as we possibly can. The more information, the more opinions, the more we can then get to the best possible outcome and answer. So it's really the more the better.
Would you two say you're gut instinct operators, or are you more into writing down the nuts and bolts of a plan on a piece of paper?
I think gut instinct and constantly sticking to that North Star. I think because we know where we want to go and it's so clear, and now we've got an unbelievable team here internally that keeps that vision alive. So you have those days where you are down or people might be down, but you've got this team that's driving for that mission. So we just operate constantly on gut. We know where we want to go, and if a decision feels right, we'll go with it.
So if I would say to you, the North Star goal for High Smile, let's say, is the ultimate tooth whitening product that's easy to use, works really well, and doesn't cause any damage, would you say that's about right?
And I don't think it ends there. I think it's how do we make a full routine of whitening? Whitening is not a one and done procedure. It's a lifelong journey that you need to constantly maintain and keep up. And when we look at it that way, the broad scope of teeth whitening is so much bigger. And the vision we have for it is enormous in regards to what products we can make and how we can offer the service and how we can then introduce this potentially to professionals. Or so it's an enormous vision. It's something that we don't see can be achieved in any short term, and it's something that will never stop evolving. So what we see as a great product today, we're always going to be challenging that
whatever we're at today, in 2, 3, 4 years, we hope to be in a better place, a safer, a more effective and more convenient way, whether it's to whiten your teeth, to brush your teeth, or whatever it might be. We're looking at smile care as a whole industry to sort of tackle, and that's how we're sort of taking it.
And what is it about smile care that intrigues you and continues to hold you captive?
I think it's the fact that everyone brushes their teeth every single day all around the world. Doesn't matter where you are, everyone's caring for their teeth, but no one really knows how or why or what to do. Dentist appointments often get missed. The way we brush our teeth, no one knows for how long or how to brush your teeth or whether to brush hard or soft. And the education is there, but no one's really seeking for it. So it's such an interesting one. It's something that we do every single day. All of us do it every single day. We care for our teeth, but we're not doing it consciously, if that makes sense. So you compare it to skincare, for example, and the market is massive, and people are investing in themselves. They're investing in educating themselves. There's educators out there outside of just the professionals who are giving insight and advice around the chemistry of skincare, the good products, the bad products. And I don't think that really exists in smile care. And it's an interesting one because you get your set of teeth, and you need to look after those teeth, otherwise they're gone. So I think it's something that's really, really, really important. And that's what keeps us motivated and wanting to push.
Tell me about the PAP Plus range. How long did they take to go from idea to being out and available? And what was your ultimate goal for them?
2+ years in the making, something that, again, we had a very certain criteria of what we wanted to achieve. So this safe product without sensitivity, without gum irritation or burns, and one that could do it very quickly after just one treatment. So PAP Plus obviously uses a different oxidant, PAP, instead of your traditional hydrogen peroxide. And through that, the key difference is the mechanism of action that PAP goes down in contrast to hydrogen peroxide. And that mechanism of action has clear differences in the way that it responds to the teeth. PAP, which focuses more intently only on the tooth stains and doesn't just break down everything in its way, which hydrogen peroxide has shown to do. So that was a key, and that was something that we identified. And then it's how do you balance everything around this very specific oxidant that we had in PAP? How do you make it really the most powerful at the right time when it has to be? So just when it comes in contact with teeth, how do you make it activate at that point? So that was a key finding that our R&D expert spent thousands of hours on thousands of samples. And really, it's just a very intricate testing. So it's not just about put the most you possibly can of this ingredient to get the best outcome. It's very creative on how you actually get the most out of it.
And tell me about the mouthwash. I love that it isn't pre-mixed, as it were, and rather enjoy putting it together nightly and feeling a bit like a scientist. But I wonder, what was the reason for doing it that way?
So again, it's the same ideal and ethic of what we had with a whitening formula. So we started with a whitening formula and we knew we had something special. So the next challenge was, how do we bring this into, one, a mouthwash, and two, a toothpaste?
Yeah.
That came the second challenge. And then, so the unique thing with the mouthwash being in the concentrate, the active PAP remains active in that concentrate. Only once it comes in contact with that water does that activation happen.
Thinking about the future of oral care, of high smile, of whitening, do you think it's a case of improving on what's already there, or do you think there'll be a whole new category of products?
A bit of both. I think there's a lot already available on the market. We work with a lot of dentists and professionals around the world because they're obviously at the forefront, they're at the firing line. So we're currently working on a number of different products to expand our range, to expand smile care, and ultimately to solve problems and make things better. So we've got some exciting things that we're looking to release later this year that'll take and expand the whole smile care range out further. And some innovative products that don't really exist on the market today as we're going to sort of present them. They're solving other smile care concerns, not just whitening. But we're really excited with that. And we're excited with the partners that we're, the professionals that we're partnering as well. I think the products have had really good feedback in early testing. So we're excited to hopefully wrap that up soon and get that out to the market.
As two humans who are driving a huge enterprise, I wonder how you look after yourself outside of work. What do you do to make sure that you're feeling, I want to say, ready to meet the challenges, basically, and ready to go into work every day and give your best?
I think it's really about balancing all of that. Obviously, you hit it on on its head. It's maintaining a healthy lifestyle, staying fit, eating well, mentally staying very sort of sharp as well. And it's really about bringing all of that together. It's not going in any one direction too far, and just holding that perfect balance.
And you started this journey, I want to say, as two good friends. So after all these years of working together, is your friendship still intact?
Definitely, even stronger.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.